Oh, I remember the first time I ever heard from you. You messaged me on OkCupid. Oh man, it was such a surprise. I was like, who is this? And of course, you didn't actually have a profile set up yet. It really made me laugh. I was like, who is this guy just messaging me out of the blue? And you said, I was like, wow, I really like your profile. You seem really interesting. It's so cool that you like metal. And I'm really interested in trying your traditional Italian cooking. So he said you're gonna message me within the week because you'd have your profile by then set up and everything. It's like, oh, all right, I'll just ignore this guy, whatever. Anyway, so a week later, I get another message, same screen name, same surprise user, but this time there are pictures, there's information, there's a lot more to see. You were into Vikings, and you were into black metal, and you were into hiking and being outdoors. And I thought, Jesus Christ, this guy sounds too good to be true. And then I looked at your pictures. You played badminton, you liked to hike. Oh, God, the shape of your calves. Ugh. Oh, something about a well-developed set of calves. It just really gets me going. And oh my God, your hands. Fuck. I love strong, capable hands. And when they touch me, fuck. Oh. So you called the date and the time and the place, and I was like, oh, that'll work. I'll just meet you there. If things don't work out, I can leave early. It won't be a big deal. What I didn't account for was that was the same weekend as the Renaissance Fair, and it was Saturday night, and all my friends were dressed up to the nines. And in the show. So there I was at the Three Barons Fair, having a grand old time. And it was after work, so everyone got out of their garb, and everyone was just at the pub, and everybody was drinking copious amounts of mead because after hours it's like $1 a glass. So I got white girl wasted. And I had so much fun. Oh, and then my buddy brought me home. Nice of him. And he went home with his girlfriend. So I was home alone. And then I got that text message like, hey, are we still meeting at that diner? Are we still gonna, hang out, have some coffee and some pie? And I was like, sure, it's not a big deal, but I should warn you, I am really drunk right now. And it was so sweet of you to offer to pick me up. And so you did. And then you drove me there and let me get sobered up on diner coffee, and we ate. I think you had key lime, and I had chocolate cherry pie because that's my favorite. And we sat and we talked for hours about our favorite metal bands, about our favorite outdoor activities, what my favorite artists were, what shows I've been to. And then we talked about the Renaissance Fair and we stayed there until we shut the place down. So hours go by, and then the doors close, and we have to go home. So you drove me home, and then And then you got around and opened the door for me, and you kissed me lightly on my cheek, and then lightly on my lips, and I just sat back down in the seat, and I said, get in here. And so you walked back around to the other end of the car, and you sat back down in the driver's seat asking what was up. And then I just pulled your face to mine. And I started to kiss you. Little soft butterfly kisses across your face, down your nose, across your cheek. Fuck. And then I started to kiss your lips, flick them with my tongue, lick them deeper and deeper, just like, oh God, and I got so wet, and I said, as much as I'd love to have you come upstairs and play with me, I didn't feel it was right to do on our first date. And you just smiled, and you got back out of your car, walked around and escorted me upstairs, kissed my cheek, and walked away. So there I was, alone in my apartment, and I just turned away a really cute guy. And so I got on my bed, and I got my Hitachi magic wand, like this one. And I just spread my legs like this. And I just turned it on low, because that's my favorite setting. And I just rubbed my clit over and over again, thinking about how sweet you were, how nice you are, how funny. Following weekend. I didn't expect it so soon, especially after turning you away. But then there you were, messaging me again. Like, hey, I had a lot of fun. I want to see you again. I want to touch your lips to mine again. And so we made plans for that following weekend, and we went and we just had a simple meal of a couple of tacos at Taco Bell, which in hindsight is terrible, but it was the perfect place to meet. So I walked there from home, left my car at home because I knew you'd give me a ride later, one way or another. And so we ate and we had a great time and we were hanging out and it was so much fun just talking with you. Oh, God. So then we went back out to your car and you smiled at me and there was nobody in the parking lot and it was so hot and humid. And you reached over and you kissed me. And I just couldn't resist. And I took your hand and slid it down my pants. And what a surprise for you. Because I was commando that day. And so you felt my wetness, like this wetness. Nice and slick. Oh. And you and you started to flick my clit like this. Oh. Then you slid your fingers a little further and then you started to insert them inside of me like this. Oh God, you have such long, beautiful fingers. That was the first time I really liked having fingers shoved inside of me. Flicking my clit with your thumb, barely any room in those hip-hugging tight jeans. But you made it work. And then you were making out with me, and it felt so good to kiss you. And then I just got wetter and wetter and wetter around those fingers shoved so deep inside of me over and over again. And I just... Oh, God. Date. And we went to the park and we walked and we talked and we flirted so hard in the woods where no one could see us. You pinned me against a tree miles from where any other human beings were, and when you pinned me there, you pulled my hands up above my head and you unbuttoned and pulled down my jeans just a little, just to expose my wet pussy. Damp folds glistening in the sun. Oh, the sun was so pretty on those ginger curls. Oh, and you hummed to yourself and held my hands above my head, and got those fingers to work on me again. I think it was just exciting for you to get me all worked up again and again with those fingers in my pussy. Oh, me moaning so loud. And then you started to kiss me. And you were... you stuck your tongue in my mouth. And you slid a third finger inside of me. Just like that. Fuck. Fuck. And then you just pulled. You were pulling up on my cervic bone. On my pelvis, and just pushing me higher and higher, tilting it back so you had all the access that you needed. Oh god, oh god, oh god, oh. And then you just fucking owned me then and there with your fingers deep inside of me, plunging deeper and deeper. Don't stop. I like having my hands held. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Screaming, moaning louder in the woods. And I flooded your hand. Listening on your fingers and your palm. You just smiled. And then you held up your hand and you sucked off your thumb like that. And then your index finger like that. Your middle finger. Oh god. And he just smiled at me. Your ring finger, your pinky, and then you just ran your tongue along your palm like that, and you just petted my pussy like it was your new favorite toy. And then you pulled up my pants. Buttoned them yourself. And somehow managed to zip them one-handed. And then you let my arms go. I was just a mumbling, incoherent mess. And then you wanted to know what it tasted like from the source, and I couldn't resist. I kissed you so hard then. I could taste myself on your lips. It made me smile. And then you just wrapped your arm around my waist and walked me back the miles. Through the park, back to your car. And when I was getting in on the passenger side seat, he just slapped my ass. Just a little. And I giggled. Because I was so happy. I mean, come on, 2 orgasms in 1 day. Oh, it was so great. Then you drew, you drove. I'm sorry, I'm a little cum drunk. What am I on? 3? Oh, fuck. And I drove back. We drove. You drove. You drove me back home. And as luck would have it, my apartment was clear and my female roommate was at school. And then you just laid me down on my bed and spread my legs and just stroked my pussy over my jeans and asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I wanted to get a taste of you too. I wanted to taste that cock that had given me so much pleasure without ever actually touching me. So you walked back a little and walked up to the head of my bed where my head was laying. And I started to pet my pussy over my jeans. And I unbuttoned you, unzipped you. There you were. It didn't take much to cause those cargo shorts to hit the floor. Just a quick slide of my hands over your hips. Quick grab of your ass. Pull you closer. And there's your beautiful cock. Sprung up so straight, it almost touched your belly. You were so excited. And I was excited to get a taste of you. Oh God, it tastes so good. You're so big. He barely fit in my mouth. Once I started to get a taste of you, I knew the jeans were not going to cut it anymore. So I unbuttoned them, let go of your cock and unbuttoned them, and slid them down my hips and kicked them off. So there I was in just a cute little t-shirt. And a little bra. And my wet, soaking, sopping pussy like it is now. Just waiting for you or my fingers to do the trick. And then I grabbed your cock again. I love the way cock tastes. It's one of my favorite things. The muskiness. Oh, the taste. A little bit of salt at the tip. Oh my God. I could suck cock for hours. If I didn't need water, I'd suck for days. God. Then I stuck two fingers back in my sopping pussy, like I am now. And then I slid in a third because I was already so wet. And there was a little taste of pre-cum on your cock. And all of that saliva made little strings of wetness from the tip to my mouth. So you shoved it deeper and deeper down in my mouth, into the back of my throat. My fingers got to work. And then I started... Something about having a cock in the back of my throat. Oh god. Oh fuck, my hand is wet again. Oh god, it's dripping. Oh fuck, what was that? What was that for? I think that was for. Oh god. And then I kept sucking your cock. Working all of that pre-cum out. And then you pushed my head back because he didn't want to come in my mouth. I thought that was silly. You tasted so good. I could hardly get enough. But then you spread my legs and took that beautiful cock wet from my mouth like now. And you just slid it against me. The head of it bumping my clit like that. Harder, harder, harder. And then when you thought you were sufficiently wet in my juices, that first time you spread my pussy open and just gently teased the head inside of me. Until you were all the way inside. Around your hips, and I held your face above mine, and I leaned up and I kissed you. And then I kissed your neck, and you pulled back a little, and you just had your arms on either side of my shoulders, and your broad shoulders above me, and you just thrust again and again and again and again inside of me, and I lost it. I started to just come around that cock, those intense eyes staring into mine, the sweat on your skin glistening, the sweat on mine just rolling down between my breasts, my big full breast that you looked down at, and you leaned down and you pulled my shirt up because you wanted to see them. That tiny excuse of a bra. And you stopped moving, and then you pulled the bra down and pushed my nipple out and up, and it was supported, and you did the other side, and my large double D breasts were just on display. So I pulled the tank top all together, tank top off all together. Oh God. I went to take off the bra, and you held my hand and said, no, you liked it better this way. And then you leaned down like you, and you pulled my breast even higher and pulled the nipple like that. And you just started to tug and squeeze and twist them. And that one. And then the other one. Fuck. Fuck. All the while keeping your hard cock inside of me. I started to ripple around you, and you pulled my nipple, and then you started to thrust again, and then you put your hand down and leaned in and started to lick and tug with your teeth in your mouth, and it got so wet, and you pulled back and you smiled. And then you leaned down and licked the other one and bit down with your teeth. I didn't expect it. Fuck. Oh, and you did these little short, barely perceptible thrusts. And then you started to move again, now that my nipples were nice and hard for you. When you weren't done, you just wanted to see how much of a mess you could make of me. And so you kept changing the rhythm again and again. Sometimes slow, sometimes a couple fast ones. And I just couldn't keep up. And then you noticed I was getting close to the edge again. And you just started to fucking pound me. were still rock hard. What was I doing wrong? I came so much for you. Again and again, and I think that was 5. I don't know. I should probably check. Would somebody tell me what number I'm on, please? Oh, 2. Okay, 2 more. Got it. Got it. Thank you. I was already so sensitive, and with that cock going in and out of me, again and again and again and again, everything was so wet and so. Bound into me again, again, and again, and did not stop. He just wanted me to be an absolute mess for you. Don't you dare fucking stop! Oh God. Oh God. That was Sex. Then he pulled out of me after giving me another one vaginally. And just, oh, that cheerful smile on your face. Oh, God. I was just oozing everywhere. There was a puddle beneath me. So you got off the bed and offered your hand to me, and I sat up. And then you did this little finger twirl thing, and it took me a second to realize what you wanted. So I turned around. Got on my hands and knees. And I undid my bra. So those beautiful double D breasts were just swinging. And then you just glided in that wetness that you had made. And then he reached one hand up to my shoulder and pulled me back onto your cock like that. And I bent forward so my head was laying down on the mattress and my ass was up in the air and your hand was on my shoulder. And then it slid back down my spine. And then slowly slid to my hip. And then you slapped my ass. And I started to laugh. And I wiggled my butt. So you gave the other side a good slap too. Just a little. Now that you had your cock where you wanted it, me the way you wanted me, you grabbed my hips. And your hands were on my hips. And then you just started to fuck me. Not make love to me, not sex me, but just fucking pound into my pussy again and again and again. I reached down my body and I grabbed my pussy lips and spread them wide. The whole time watching over my shoulder as you fucking pounded into me. And I started to rub my clit. And I started to moan harder, harder, harder. Fuck me. Fuck me. Please. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. That's my mantra. My anthem. My need. So strong. I wanted to feel your cum gushing inside of me. I needed it. I needed it right now. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. 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 And then your pace changed and you got so fucking fast with it. And I can barely keep up. I can barely keep up. I can barely keep up. Oh god, don't do something. Widening puddle. My pussy, like it is now, was clenching and quivering and just shaking. Throbbing around that beautiful cock. Ooh. Oh. So then you just slowly tried to pull out. But my pussy had a grip on you. Didn't want you to go anywhere. You'd given me everything I had ever wanted. Again and again and again. So you just stroked my back and massaged my shoulders. And I slowly relaxed. And your body slowly slid out of mine. Slower than that, of course. And I felt so amazing. But clearly you were smarter than me. Because I was ready to just lay down there in that puddle. But you picked me up and you stood me up and held your arm around my shoulders. to keep me upright and stable, because I was too cum drunk to know what was up, what, up, what, yes. And you stripped the sheets off the bed, and you threw down a towel on that nice big cum stain. And then you folded the blanket all one-handed. I gotta give it to you. That was pretty impressive. Whew. You folded the blanket down, and then you laid me down on top of it. And then you curled up behind me. Your semi-hard cock just nestled against my ass. And you curled up around my back, kissed the back of my neck, and wrapped your arms around me. And we fell asleep. And it felt so amazing to be held and cherished and well sexed. I could have stayed like that forever. It's really too bad that my friend got home from school. And by friend, I mean my roommate. And the audible scream. She saw us naked in my bed. Oh, it was hilarious. Oh, anyway, I feel like that's enough for story time. Thank you for sticking with me and my 7 orgasms, all of you wonderful people. So, whew.